What is going on, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls Podcast. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I'm excited that you're here. If you are an OG and you continue to show up even after my hiatus because you want to know what the hell is going to come out of my mouth next, thanks for being here. Thanks you for your continued support. I really do appreciate it. This podcast, you know, if you are new to this podcast, let me give you a little bit of a background. This podcast has been around for going on 5 years, and it is mind-blowing to me that this is basically a kindergartner. It's wild. It's absolutely wild. And I'm so eternally grateful for this opportunity and to have this space where I can talk about the things I'm passionate about and also share parts of my journey with you guys. And for that, I just can't thank you guys enough for actually wanting to listen to it and to continue to support and just grow with me. Because at the end of the day, we're all waking up together, guys. Maybe I'm a little farther down the path, but I'm still learning and I'm still growing and I'm still changing. And it's all about the evolution, right? We're never going to stop learning. We're never going to stop growing. And, you know, this podcast has really been kind of a legacy for my own personal journey. And it's crazy to think that looking back, I haven't listened to, you know, the early episodes, but I don't even know if I would be able to recognize myself in them, because sometimes now, even when I look in the mirror or I look at, you know, my past journaling exercises, I don't recognize who that was. So it's been a wild ride, and thanks for sticking by it. With that being said, I thought today would be a great day to kind of riff off of my personal weight loss journey. I know that I have spoken about this in the past, and I guess it's just time. It's actually been 1 year, 1 year since I put the nail in the coffin and I said enough was enough. And I really started taking my health seriously, my relationship with food seriously, my fitness seriously. So what better way to celebrate a year of transformation than talking about it, right? So a little bit of a backstory when it comes to my weight loss and my wellness journey. I'm going to preface this by saying that I know and I understand that this is my journey and these are my lessons and these are I'm here because of the choices that I have made in the past, right? The current weight that I'm at and everything like that. But I do want to state that a lot of my relationship with food has been heavily impacted by generational trauma. But that's not my story to tell. So I'm going to leave that there and I'm just going to focus on what's going on with me. So in September 2022, I just really had yet another dark night of the soul, because they're so much fun, guys. Have you had one? Like, so much fun. Anyway, so I had basically another dark night of the soul, and it really came crashing down when I found out that my cousin, who is my age, he's only like 9 months older than me, suddenly passed away. And his passing was due to his choices in life. And it really shocked the family. It really shocked a lot of us, because all the cousins were around the same age and, you know, we grew up together. And for me, it made me take a step back and recognize that Our lives are an accumulation of the choices that we make every single day. It is the choices that we make, the minimal choices, the small choices that we make every single day is what accumulates to who we are, what we do, our health, what we weigh, what we don't weigh, whatever the case may be. And I realized that when it came to my relationship with food and fitness and health in general, I wasn't making the right choices. I was continuing to listen to limiting beliefs on repeat when it came to taking my health seriously. And, you know, at 35 years old, I knew that it was now or never. If I didn't take control of my, of this part of my life, it was always just going to be outside of me. And it was never going to, I was never going to be able to step into the version of myself that I know I'm meant to be in this life. So I took responsibility for my actions and I took responsibility for my health because at the end of the day, I've learned a lot through the spiritual journey. And one thing that so many of us take for granted is our bodies and our health. Whether that is because, you know, we just don't know any better or we have our own trauma regarding this kind of stuff. But our bodies are our vessel. And it is how we are able to create the life of our dreams here on the physical world. And if we are exhausted by walking up the stairs, that's a problem. And that's where I was at last year. So I started my journey by doing this program that's like an app on your phone called V-Shred. And it worked out great for me. I lost 20 pounds within a 3-month span. And then a plateau happened and I struggled a bit. I struggled a lot to lose weight. And regardless of what I would eat, how much water I would intake, how much weight training, how much cardio, the weight just stayed on. And it was so incredibly frustrating. So back in March, I hired a dietitian and we created a plan for me that fits my lifestyle and my needs. And this is a high protein diet. If you are in the fitness world, you know that like protein is the mecca of all things. And when I tell you this is a high protein diet, I'm saying that I am intaking anywhere between 180 to 200 grams of protein per day. And with that, I'm not seeing any movement, really. I'll see something come off and then it's back on. And it's just, it's so infuriating when you are working like a dog and eating copious amounts of protein to the point where you just don't even want to eat anymore. And you're drinking, I'm drinking anywhere between 80 ounces of water a day to 120 ounces of water a day. And nothing is happening. Nothing is happening. But on the scale, I should say, nothing's moving on the scale. The only thing that's getting me to the next level and not quitting right now, if I'm being completely transparent, is I'm seeing a difference in my body. I'm seeing my face is slimmer. I am seeing muscles in my arms and in my legs start to pop out that were never there before. I'm beginning to see definition in my stomach area and in my abdomen. I'm seeing it. I'm just not seeing it on the scale. And I really have come to the conclusion that just because we have a certain number or we're not seeing it in one aspect of our life. And this has everything to do with weight loss, but it has everything to do with everything else in life. Just because we're not getting what it is that we want, it doesn't mean that there aren't things shifting in the background. Okay? When you decide to make fitness and health a priority, there are so many things that are happening inside of your body. Things are changing. Your body mass index is changing for the better, but that doesn't mean the scale will. Okay? If it does, great. But at the end of the day, we have to remember that when it comes to manifestation, it's a two-way street. It's you and the universe coinciding with one another. And there is so much going on in the background that we don't know about. And that's where faith comes in. That's where we need to hold on to that delusion, and we need to hold on to that faith and just keep looking at the prize, keep pushing forward. That's what faith is about. It's about doing things when there is absolutely no evidence that what it is going to come into fruition. You have faith. You have faith in something far greater than yourself. And I always like to talk about, when it comes to my weight loss journey, it's very much like my spiritual journey or my mediumship journey, where so much of it is about surrendering. And so much is about understanding that you can't be in control of everything. You just have to show up and do your best. And when you are able to take a step back and loosen the reins a bit, life gets so much easier, guys. It really does. You can't control things that you can't control, period. What you can control is your behavior. What you can control is how you see things. And that's just what I'm focusing on at this point, is the things that I can control. I can control what I eat and how many steps I do in a day and how many times a week I work out. I can control that. Unfortunately, I can't control the fat loss. I can't control the number on the scale. I can't do it. I wish I did. I wish I could, to be completely honest, because it's so frustrating. But I think that I'm to the point in my journey that it's like, I'm okay with the frustration. Frustration's going to be there because it's never going to leave. You're always going to find something to be frustrated about. So if you can let go and let God, that's the only way to deal with frustration. So that's really where I'm at my journey. That's really it. I'm eating a lot of protein. I'm sick of protein. I'm working out. I'm now kind of transitioning, hopefully, and going more into cardio to hopefully change the scale a little bit. I'm doing the best that I can. And it's safe to say that I'm proud of myself. I've worked really hard to get to where I'm at. And I'm coming to a place in my journey where I'm celebrating everything. I am celebrating everything because I never did before. I was always my biggest critic, and I would always dumb down my accomplishments. And after a year of really focusing on this, and of course there have been ups and downs and mistakes and hiccups along the way, I can honestly say that I'm just proud that I've stuck it out this far. I really am. You know, in my 20s, I have done all the things. I've done Weight Watchers. I've done Jenny Craig. I've done, you know, fasting and everything. And nothing ever really seemed to stick or work. And I'm just a different person now. You know, I'm older. I'm wiser. I'm not putting up with my shit. And I know that it's going to work because I'm not stopping. So long as you don't quit, you're going to get there. It doesn't matter how long it takes you, but so long as you don't quit, you're inevitably going to get to where you want to go. You have to trust the process. You have to trust your body. You have to trust the things that you cannot see when it comes to your weight loss and when it comes to life in general. That's the biggest thing, is like you really need to like hold on to faith for so much of this. And I can do that. And I hope you can too. So thank you guys for tuning in, and thank you for your continued support. Be sure to follow me on Instagram at Erica W. Russo. I share a lot of my weight loss journey there and a bunch of other things. And that's probably the best way to be in my world, is to hang out with me on Instagram. So thank you guys again for tuning in and coming back and all of the things. I hope that this gets to the right person, and I will see you guys around the internet.